Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano, and welcome to Harpin' Boo, an audio boo recording to go with my rugby blog, which can be found at harpinonrugby.net. I hope you'll stay with me for the next few minutes while I give my 2 cents worth on Leinster and Ireland rugby. The views expressed are mine and mine alone. This is part 5, and I've called it Treviso, Tries and Tribulations. You probably noticed that I come up with headings for these shows that have three words all beginning with the same letters. The challenge for me then is to come up with some rugby content to match it, so hopefully I can manage that. First up, I want to talk about the rugby coming up this weekend. There's some big matches all over the leagues. Tonight, Friday night, we've got the in the Aviva Premiership, the two unbeaten teams, Northampton and Bath, go head-to-head. Also tonight, you've got Ulster against Edinburgh, which should be an interesting clash because Ulster have showed a lot of strength this season, won 2 out of 2 themselves. And then, of course, Saturday evening, down at Thomond's, you've got Munster v Ospreys, the last two teams to win the Magners League, going head-to-head. So that should be interesting as well. But of course, the focus, my focus, is going to be on Leinster's trip to Italy to play one of the two new teams to join the league, Benetton Treviso. Now, of course, they're not a brand new team like Aroni are. They're they've got a pedigree of their own. They're used to winning the Super 10 year in, year out, so they know success. Haven't always been whipping boys in the Heineken Cup last season. You might remember they beat Perpignan in their first game. And, of course, they kicked off their Magners League existence with a win over the Scarlets. So there'll be no pushovers at home, that's for sure. Even so, Leinster have sent a pretty strong 15 over. Even though there's a good few changes from last weekend, there's still a strong 15. You've got Rob Kearney, Gordon Darcy coming back into the lineup. You've got Ian Madigan staying at 10. After his impressive showing last weekend, Luke Fitzgerald switches back to the wing, and which is, I think is a stronger lineup with him and Nasiwa as wingers. No disrespect to Shaggy. In the forwards, you've got the same second row, which I think is really important. Nathan Hines and Ed O'Donoghue, I think they've been really impressive so far. A lot of credit's been given to our front row, which is justified, but I think those two have put in good showings as well. We've been really strong in set pieces, scrums and lineouts so far, so they both play a big part in that. Be interested to see Reese Ruddock giving a showing at 6. Ever since Rocky Elson wore that jersey, it's been a lot of pressure on whoever wears that. But I think he's a man who can show that he can do it, given a few outings in succession. So hopefully he'll see a lot more game time this year. So looking forward to that. We'll see how we show. Obviously, we really should win that game. But like I say, it is a potential banana skin with Treviso at home. So we'll see how that turns out. Now, the tries in my title, I'm talking about the way we've scored 6 tries in 2 games this season, whereas last season it took us 6 games to get our 6th try. So obviously it's a difference that Joseph Schmidt has made to our team, to our offense. Obviously we're leaking points at the other end, but I think I get the feeling watching us now that we always seem to have a try in us when it's needed. Even at the end of the Glasgow game, we were pushing on the line, time was running out. I think we could have gotten a try, but instead we went for the drop goal, the easy option, the drop goal, and unfortunately it didn't pan out. But you still got the sense as we drive forward that when we want to, we can push forward and get tries. Our offloading has come on in leaps and bounds, and that's obviously what Schmidt has been focusing on, these quick offloads. But anyway, impressed to see that so far, and hopefully long may it continue. Now, tribulations. I got a little bit of a problem with this, but I understand why they do it. The IRFU's system of protecting players. I know why they do it. We don't have the resources that France and England have with regards to depths of players. But the only frustrating thing is, as a Leinster fan, or probably as any provincial fan in Ireland, is when you see your players protected, but they still get injured. At the moment, Johnny Sexton is out, and that's just an example. I mean, they're under these protection schemes, but they still get injured. I mean, I don't know. Is it worth it for the whole system when they still get injured anyway? That's up for debate. But anyway, that's all I've got time for. I've only got 5 minutes for this podcast because I don't want to bang on for too long. My sport guru prediction for this week on the website is Leinster to win by 8. We'll just about deny the home side the bonus point. I hope that comes true, and I hope it's another great weekend of rugby. So until next week, thank you for listening, and come on the Leinster.